'Tis the season for visitors and outdoor events, and Bath County is one step closer to beginning its long-awaited visitors center on the lot in Mitchelltown. I spoke to one person who will be working closely with architects, planners, and builders.
Kelsey Ralston, Tourism Coordinator for the County of Bath Tourism.
After a public meeting with the Glave Homes team, who is in charge of the master plan and the building design, Kelsey had this to say.
I think the process is going along really well. Coming in the middle has been a little hectic, but I feel like I've jumped right in. Everybody's explained everything perfect. I think it's moving forward really well. Lots of concepts and things to be discussed, but I think we have a really good plan for the future.
At the first meeting for public input back in February, participants ranked photographs of precedents. These were images of whole structures or elements of local architecture and landscape that residents would like to see incorporated into a new site. After this second meeting, a clearer image of what the design team hopes to achieve is evolving. Kelsey explained.
So even if you're from Bath County, you can see parts that are like, oh, I know where this came from. Or if you're a visitor, you say, oh, I really like what I saw here. I wonder where I can see something similar, and then we can direct you, you know, to where we got the idea from for those structures.
Will it be a place that the community is welcome to come and use as well as visitors and tourists?
Yes, this is definitely as much a community facility as it is for visitors. We want different groups in the county to be able to use it for meetings or whatever they need to have. You know, just a place where everyone can come, visitors, community members alike. It's for everybody.
That's why the design team is eager for input from the community. They've made it convenient for anyone with internet access to participate by visiting a web link that is included with this story on the AMR webpage or by calling Ms. Ralston. I asked if a covered pavilion was likely to be one of the first structures on the site because there has been much interest in a farmer's market or a place for yard sales or reunions.
I think we're talking about that being in the first phase because that's another thing that's really important is being able to host events, outside events that are for many different groups, you know, artists, writers, a possibility of a farmer's market. So I think that that's in the plans of the first phase of construction, which would be great for the county.
There are still several more things to consider before breaking ground and another opportunity for residents to come participate in the planning.
It's important for the people of the community to know that this is a multi-phase and multi-year project, so it's not all going to happen at one time. We're talking about which parts to put in which different phases, and there'll be another community meeting on July 26th at the firehouse at 6 again, so that will give the community a better idea of where we are going forward with it.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.